那今天早我们很高兴有Pastor Joseph 会来担任我们的信息的
讲员。This morning we're delighted to have Pastor Joseph Dawa to be the speaker today.
他是这个New Covenant Church 在以色列的 New Covenant Church 的创办牧师。
He's the founder of the New Covenant Church in Israel.
他有一个 Cross Media 这个媒体的事工。
Yes, his Cross Media Ministry.
能够向回教徒传福音。
Especially preaching the gospel to the Muslims.
特别他也在土耳其跟芬兰常常去那边回教徒的难民营在那里服侍。
He also had ministry in Finland and also Turkey and the Muslim refugees camp.
是非常有神怜悯心肠的牧者。
So he's a pastor who has the hearts of compassion.
所以今天早上我们非常高兴他能够来到我们中间。
We're delighted for him to be joining us this morning. So let's welcome Pastor Joseph.
大家早。I feel blessed and honored to be part.
非常蒙福，非常荣幸能够来到这里。
Of what the Lord is doing here with you.
特别是神在你们当中所做的工作。
And I felt really welcomed.
感觉到很受大家的欢迎。
Between my family.
在家人当中被欢迎。
Thank you all.
呀，谢谢大家。
Thank you, pastors.We are connected to River of Life Church for over than 20 years now.
我们跟生命河灵粮堂连结有超过20年了。
And the Lord did many, many things for the last 20 years.
在过去20年，神做了许许多多美丽的事工。
I remember Pastor Tang when he was younger than me today.
记得当林牧师比我现在还年轻的时候。
And Pastor Belinda.
然后跟刘师母。
And all those mission teams that they came to Israel.
啊，所有这些短宣队来到以色列的。
They came to our small church.
啊，来到我们非常小的教会。
And they worshipped and they stood with us.
啊，他跟我们一起敬拜，跟我们一起站立。
And they hold our hands.
啊，他握住我们的手。
We felt we are belonging to a bigger family.
我们感觉到我们属于更大的一个家庭。
Today I coming back to the River of Life Church.
今天来到生命河灵粮堂。
And I'm watching what the Lord have done with you.
然后看见神在你们当中所做的工作。
And really, really, I appreciate everything God did in your lives and in your ministry.
非常欣赏神透过你们和你们生命当中所做的事工。
You helped us to accomplish many things in our lives and ministry too.
你在我们生命当中，在我们事工里面帮助我们成就了很多的事情。
It's not just by financial support.
不但只是在金钱上的支持。
But also to feel like we have somebody behind our backs.
感受到你们好，我们好像我们有个后盾在支持我们。
Thank you again.
再次谢谢大家。
Today.
在今天。
Today I want to speak about subject that we as pastors we don't like to speak it.
今天想分享那个主题是我们牧者们不大愿意分享的。
I understand media very well, I think.
我了解这个关于媒体。
And I am camera operator myself. I know how to film in camera.
我知道如何在荧幕上来讲到。
In the camera, there is a lens.
在这个荧幕的时候有一个镜头。
And on that lens, there is a wheel called focus wheel.
一个镜头帮助你能够聚焦的。
So if you have two objects, one here and one here.
当你有一个项目在前面或者在这里。
Usually, you focus on the things.Very close to you.
通常你会把这个焦点放在最靠近你的这个物体。
But to be able to see the other side.
为了帮助你能够看到另外一个个体。
The other object.
另外一个个体。
The only thing you need to do is just play with that wheel.
你靠稍微调整一下你的这个聚焦的这个镜头。
This object here will be blurred.
然后前面这个镜头会模糊。
And now I'm concentrating on that object.
然后另外比较远的这个个体会比较清晰。
Pastors they like to concentrate about people.
牧者们他们非常把焦点放在会众。
They live for people.
他们是为会众而活。
They serve people.
他就来服侍人群。
They pray for people.
他为人来祷告。
All the focus of every pastor in the whole world is you.
可以说在牧师们他们全世界的焦点都放在你的身上。
And today, I don't know how this happened. I was praying.
所以不知道什么事情发生，当我在祷告的时候。
God, I will stand in front of the River of Life Church. What do you want me really to talk to them?
我说今天我要站在生命和灵粮堂讲台上，你要我跟他们分享什么呢？
And he told me, change the focus.
他就告诉我说，把这个聚焦的焦点稍微改变一下。
So today, with your help, I want to change the focus instead of talking about you.And what you should do, and what you should not do, and how do you feel, and what you don't feel.
与其今天是把焦点放在你们身上，讲你们需要什么，需要帮助什么，你们需要有什么感觉，需要做什么事情。
I want to turn that focus wheel, and I want to concentrate about the pastoral ministry in every church.
然后今天我把这个焦点放在教会里面的每一位服事的牧者同工。
Before I continue.
但我还没有继续讲之前。
In front of God,
在神的面前
there is no pastor here asked me to speak any word.
其实牧师们没有告诉我讲什么题目。
I don't know how your pastor trusted me to speak whatever I want.
我不知道你们牧师能够信任我讲我想讲的主题，有时候是非常不好的一件事情。
But thank you, Pastor Tang.
谢谢刘牧师。
I feel honored.
我感觉到非常的荣幸。
So to understand what I mean by all that introduction, I want to read with you a few verses from Matthew 26 and
刚才所讲的引言里面
当中，
请大家把这个注意力放在马太福音第二十六章的第十一节。
Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night."
耶稣对他们说，今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。
For it is written,
因为经上记着说
I will strike that shepherd,
我要击打牧人
and the sheep of the flock will be scattered,
羊就分散了
I will strike the shepherd,
我要击打牧人羊就分散了
and that's why I feel I want to share my heart with you.
今天早上感觉到我要跟你们分享我心中里面所想的
about the shepherd，
特别是关于牧者。
Most of us we think pastors are supermen，
很多人觉得说牧师们就好像超人一样。
They can fly，
他们可以飞。
They can jump，
他们可以跳。
They can do miracles，
他们可以做神迹。
They can rebuke the devil，
他们可以斥责魔鬼。
They can heal the sick，
他们可以医治病人。
Sometimes it happened with us.
有时候他们真的是可以做到这些。
I remember myself.
我记得我自己。
Somebody came to me and said, "Pastor."
人来到我面前说，牧师啊。
Pray for my brother.
为我的弟兄祷告。
He's 12 years suffering from back pain.
他十二年的背痛。
He's not able to walk.
他不能够走路。
And I laid my hand on him.
我就按手在他身上。
And I prayed in faith.
我就凭信心祷告。
And God healed him immediately.
然后神就马上医治了他。
12 years.
十二年的背痛。
Suffer.
痛苦。
I took my car.
我就告诉我。
I went back home.
我回家。
And suddenly, huge pain with my kidney stones.
忽然间，我觉得我的这个肾里面石头在痛了。
Oh my God.
啊、
crying,
又哭啊
shouting,
喊啊
I went to the hospital.
我到医院去。
They put me in under drugs.
就把给我些药物。
And then in the end, they said, "Well, we need to make a surgery for you."
我要动手术啊。
And my church people say, "Pastor."
然后教会的弟兄姐妹说，牧师啊
，believe,
相信。
God will heal you.
神会医治你。
I told him, "Yes, he will heal me through the doctors."
我说 ，Yeah, yeah, 神会医治我，透过医生来医治我。
This time, he will do it through the doctors.
这次他会透过医生来医治我。
Because I'm not Superman.
因为我不是超人呢。
I'm a human being.
我是个人呢。
I'm exactly like all of you.
我跟你们都一样。
And it's not their fault that they think we are Superman.
不是他们的错误，他们把我们看成超人。
I believe maybe it's our fault that we didn't taught them that we are human beings.
可能是我们的错，我们有没有教导他们说我们也是人
？Many church members they call me man of God.
很多教会的弟兄姐妹说我们是属于神的人，神人。
Yes, but I'm a man.
啊，是的，但是我也是人呢、啊。
I belong to God.
我属于神。
I serve God.
我服侍神。
But I still human.
但是我仍然是人。
And Jesus say, I will strike the shepherd.
耶稣说我要击打牧人。
There is a connection between the shepherd and the sheep.
可以说这个牧羊人跟羊之间的关系有连接。
We share the same destiny.
我们都有同样的一个命定。
The moment your shepherd will be attacked,
当这个牧者被攻打的时候
you are the first ones that will pay the price for that.
然后你是第一被影响的人。
There is connection between the shepherd and the sheep that if something happened to the shepherd,
所以羊跟牧羊人之间都有关系。当那个牧者受到亏损的时候
the flock will be scattered.
然后这些羊就四散了。
So we are connected.
所以我们是连接在一起的。
We share things. We share things.
所以我们一起分享。
Maybe you need your pastors.
可能你需要你们的牧者。
But believe me, at the same way, your pastors needs you.
但请相信我，我们的牧者也需要你。
Because they are human like you.
因为他们也是像你一样，都是人。
I will read for you some statistics that I found on the internet.
我在网络上找到一些统计数字跟大家来分享。
I traced them. I found them in three Christian websites.
我从这个三个基督徒的网络上网站里面找到的。
I cannot tell you if this is science or not.
这到底是科学根据还是没有
？But maybe they have some truth in it.
可能其中里面有一些是真实的。
Those statistics, honestly, I cannot tell you if this is inside the U.S. or in the whole world.
不能告诉你说这是属于美国的统计数字还是全世界的统计数字，我并没有调查这方面。
But look how these Christian websites, organizations, they did some statistics for the pastors' ministry.
看到基督徒的这网络上网站，他们就开始做了一些调查，关于牧者们的状况。
They say 97% of the pastors have faced betrayal and false accusation from friends.
他说97%的牧者曾经背叛或者被朋友们
friends they once trusted.
特别从他们朋友们诬告97%。
97%。
97%的牧者。
70% of the pastors struggle with depression.
70%的牧者在这个忧郁症当中挣扎。
80% of the pastors experience deep discouragement.
80%的这个牧者感觉到很灰心。
Watch this now. 78% of the pastors, they don't have close personal friends.
78%的牧者他们没有很亲密的很好的朋友。
They don't.
他们没有。
Because they need to appear all the time as fathers,
因为他们在很多
superheroes,
在很多情况底下，他们都彰显自己是一个好像超人、
Superman,
超英雄、超能干的
perfect people,
是一个完美的人。
And the moment I will come to one of my church members, I tell them, "You see, I have weaknesses."
但我告诉我的会友说，哎，我有我的软弱啊。
I struggle with things.
啊，我跟一样在许多事情上挣扎。
I struggle to believe things.
我也挣扎去相信一些事情。
Oh my God, what will happen, Pastor?
如果我这样讲的话，我们会觉得说，哦，糟糕了。
So we cannot share our hearts.
我们不能够把我们的心意、心思向我们的会友来分享。
78% of the pastors they don't have close personal friends.
78%的牧者没有一个很亲近、他们很亲密的朋友。
Pastors.They have been trained to talk to the audience.
牧者们他们被训练向会众来讲话。
Like musicians.
就好像音乐家一样。
They can play in front of two people and they can play in front of 2,000.
他可以在两个人面前或者两千人面前演奏。
They can minister to thousands.
他们可以服侍成千的人。
Without feeling any pressure.
没有感觉到任何的压力。
Actually, all our lives is between people.
其实我们的生命当中都环绕着人群。
In the morning, in the evening, in the noon, in the night, in the everywhere.
早上、中午、晚上，任何时间都是人。
But number one enemy of pastors.
但是牧者们第一位仇敌。
You know what?
你知道是什么吗？
Loneliness.
就是孤单。
How can this happen?
这怎么会发生呢？
I am between people all the time.
我常常跟人在一起啊。
I talk to them.
我跟他们说话。
I pray for them.
为他们祷告。
I serve them.
服侍他们。
I eat with them.
跟他们一起。
But when I go to my home,
当我回到我的家，
I feel lonely.
我感觉到孤单。
This is not just Yusuf Dakwar.
不然只是约瑟大瓦牧师。
This is the enemy of every pastor in the whole world.
就是全世界里面牧者们都有同样的感受。
We struggle.
我们在挣扎。
We fight.
我们在挣扎。
Against loneliness.
对这个孤单来挣扎。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because few people understand that we are human beings.
因为很少人知道说我们也是人呢。
And we are.
其实我们是人。
Let's read. A verse from 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16.
那么从提摩太后书第四章第十六节。
This is the words of Paul.
这乃是使徒保罗的话。
Paul taught us almost 80% of our theology that we today know it's coming out of Paul's teaching.
可是我们今天所学习的神学 80% 都是从使徒保罗来的。
He saw Jesus.
他看见了耶稣。
He experienced him.
他经历了耶稣。
Have been chosen.
他也被拣选。
God used him in tremendous way.
神使用他，非常大的使用他。
But look what he said.
看看他所讲的话。
At my first defense.
在我初次申诉的时候。
In the court.
在法庭里面。
At my first defense.
第一次申诉的时候。
No one stood with me.
没有人前来帮助我。
What?
什么？
What about your disciples?
你的门徒们呢？
What about your friends?
你的朋友呢？
What about all those churches that you served?
那些教会你所服侍的呢？
What about those people that you spent nights from the night until the morning giving them?
那些从晚上到早上你给他们训练的人呢？
Taking your money and giving them.
你给他们钱帮助他们的人呢？
Taking your time and effort.
花时间花精力。
I remember one day my son.
我记得有一天我的儿子。
About 12, 13 years old.
12岁、13岁。
Say, Dad.
他告诉我说，爸爸。
That church cost me a lot.
那个教会影响我很多。
I said, cost you?
他说影响你。
He said, yes.
他说是的。
He said, I remember those days when you came late, very late at night.
我记得当年你很晚才回家。
You prefer to sit with those people.
你宁愿跟这些人在一起。
Instead to sit with me.
却没有花时间跟我在一起。
And in the end.
最后呢？
They left you lonely.
然后他们就让你感觉到孤单。
It's very, very, very hard.
这对我们来说非常的困难。
No one stood with me.
保罗说没有人来帮助我。
But all forsook me.
他们竟都离弃了我。
May it not be charged against them.
但愿这罪不归于他们。
But can you feel the heart of Paul?
你可以感受到保罗的心声吗？
He has expectations from his own people.
被他自己的人好像离弃了。
I know that they loved him.
我们知道说他们爱他。
They respected him.
他们敬重他。
But maybe most of them they say.He's a strong man of God. He don't need me there.
保罗是一个非常刚强的，他不需要我啊。
He can manage it alone.
他可以自己担当啊。
God can do things miracles for him.
神可以做一些神迹在他身上啊。
Many times I heard many messages about the friends of Job.
很多很多的信息都听到关于。约伯的朋友，
and we blame them for many things.
我们就责怪他们很多的事情。
我 honestly, it's right. It's not wrong.
其实并没有错误。
But I love them.
但是我爱约伯的四个朋友。
And I have respect for them.
我非常敬重他们。
They have special, special place in my heart.
他们在我心中有一个特别的位置。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because the moment they heard what happened to Job,
他们听到发生在约伯身上的事情的时候，
after he lost everything,
当他失去了所有的一切，
they came to his home,
他来到约伯的家，
and they sat 7 days beside him,
他们坐在约伯旁边七天的时间，
and they spoke nothing,
一句话都没说。
Because when you are in pain,
当你在痛苦当中，
Verses from the Bible and preaching will not help anything.
讲道或者经文无济于事。
We lost the brother of my wife, brother of my life, wife. Sorry.
其实我一个弟兄的太太她过世。
He was riding his motorcycle.
他在骑电单车的时候。
And he made an accident with the car and he died immediately.
所以他遇到车祸，他就马上死了。
32 years old.
32岁。
And in our culture, the funeral will stay 3 days.
在我们的文化里面，这个葬礼呢有3天的时间。
After we bury him, people will come and sit with us 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
所以三天的时间，有朋友来跟他们坐下来陪他们5分钟、10分钟。
And I really thank all the leaders and believers who came. When I speak about 3,000 people came.
当我现在讲说大概那有3000人的不同时候来的，他在家慰问他，三天里面。
But what surprised me?
让我很惊讶的是
，that we are broken.
我们好像被破碎。
And it was so heavy.
可是非常沉重的心情。
Many believers they start to preach to us.
是很多这些信徒向我们讲道。
We need to have faith.
我们要有信心。
He's now with Jesus.
他在跟耶稣在一起。
Don't cry.
不要哭。
Don't feel bad.
不要感觉到难过。
We will meet him.
我们会将来遇见他。
Do you think those words encouraged us?
你知道这些话会安慰我们吗？
The friends of Job, they just came and they sat beside him.
这约伯的朋友，他们就来到约伯那里，就跟他坐在一起。
Your talks and your theology and your verses will not make any difference in our lives.
所以你们的话语、你们的神学、你们的经文对我们没有任何的帮助。但是你跟我们坐在一起，能够带来很大的改变。
That's why we need you.
因此我们需要你。
I don't understand how Pastor Tong is able to manage 390 churches.
我不知道林牧师如何能够治理390间分堂。
Okay, what I told you forgot. This is real Superman. I'm speaking about somebody else. Okay.
他是真的超人，我是讲别的牧师。
But still, all what we need.Most of our time is just to feel that we have somebody beside us.
但很多时候我们会感受到说我们需要有人在旁边陪伴我们。
So, loneliness is enemy number one for pastors and leaders and shepherds in the kingdom.
在神的国度里面，牧者、牧师、传道人，他们首位的敌人就是孤单。
Second thing, frustration.
第二就是无可奈何。
Look with me about Second Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
And let us read from verse 8.
从第八节开始。
For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得我们在亚西亚遭遇苦难。
Which came to us in Asia.
就在亚西亚。
It's not your Asia. It's Asia in our region.
在中东的亚细亚。
Usually the troubles they come from our region. Okay, yeah, don't worry.
从我们那个地方来的。
That we were burdened beyond measure.
可以说被压得太重，力不能胜。
We were burdened above, beyond measure.
可以说力不能胜。
He's trying. Paul trying to say it's above what we can imagine.
保罗说，因为超过我们所能够应付的。
It's above strength.
超过我们的能力。
It was so hard for us, and that
对我们来说非常的困难呢。
So that we despaired even of life.
甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
Despaired even of life.
就是活命的希望都没有了。
He said, "Any moment, I felt I want to die. It's much easier."
换句话说，保罗说，任何时候我想死了更好。
Have you ever felt that feeling? You say, "Jesus,
it's enough." 你是否感觉到有这样的一个感受吗？在你生命当中。
Have you?
你有这种感觉过吗？
Oh, just me. Thank you.
就我而已，就我们而已。
So I'm just the human here. Okay.
我是这里唯一的人。
If Paul felt it,
如果保罗他感受到如此
，For sure we will feel the same.
肯定我们也有同样的感受。
One of the greatest men of God ever in the history of the Bible.
可在圣经里面最伟大的人物之一。
Unique man of God.
这完全特殊神的人。
He did miracles above and beyond our thoughts and imagination.
他所做的神迹超过我们所求所想的。
He came to God.
他来到神的面前。
His name is Moses.
他名字叫摩西。
And he cried.
他哭了。
Numbers 11:14.
在民数记第十一章第十四节。
After Moses heard the people weeping,
这摩西看到百姓在那哭泣，
crying,
在那里哭。
They want more and more and more and more.
他们要求更多更多更多。
He came to God.
他来到神的面前，摩西。
He said, "God, I am not able to bear all these people alone."
摩西说，管理这百姓的责任太重了。
Because the burden is too heavy for me.
我独自担当不起啊。
Can you imagine ministry?
是否可以想象服事？
Ministry can become something heavy.
服事可以成为很大很大的压力重担。
You see that suit?
你看那个。
And that beautiful shirt.
大衣，漂亮的衣服。
This is fake.
这是假的。
Under those suits, there are humans.
在这个衣服背后都是人呢。
We wear those suits because of the camera.
我们为了相机，我们要穿这个大西装。
We don't want to offend you to say my pastor looks too much casual.
我不要让大家别人冒犯说我们牧师随便穿着。
But under those suits, under all these crosses and whatever we practice here, we are humans that we cry exactly like Moses.
在我们西装的背后，我们好像是人一样，像摩西一样，在神面前如此的诉苦。
Frustration.
感觉到无可奈何。
In verse 15, he told God, "God, if you treat me like this, that's what you want to treat me. Please kill me here and now. That's easier."
保罗说，如果你这样待我的话，我将在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我给杀了。
Enemy number three.
仇敌。
Betrayal.
第三个敌人就是背叛。
Psalms 41 and verse 9, King David. Yeah, we know this is kind of a prophecy that we aim it to Christ and we believe that is a fulfillment of that verses is as a prophecy to Christ.
我想这一节的经文有点像是对耶稣基督的预言一样。
But for sure, when you study the Psalms, you know that Psalms are prayers.
我们知道诗篇其实是个祷告。
That have been written from human beings.
那是从人所写的诗
篇。One of them is David.
其中是大卫。
And most of the time, he just shared his feelings and his heart.
很多时候，他把他的心思、把他的感受跟我们分享。
So sometimes we wonder how David spoke those words.
有时候我们想说，大卫怎么会讲这些话呢？
Psalms, they are not systematic theology.
诗篇不是这个系统神学。
Psalms, they are cry.
他们乃是个呼喊。
From a human being.
从一个人心中的呼喊。
To his Lord and God.
来对他的神，他的上帝。
And look what he said.
看诗篇41篇第九节。
Even my own familiar friend.
连我自己的朋友。
In whom I trusted.
我所依靠的。
Who ate in my bread.
吃过我的饭。
Has lifted up his heel against me.
也用脚来踢我。
He knew what that means. He knew what that means.
他知道这个什么意思。
I remember one time.
我记得有一次。
I brought a person that I loved much.
我带了一个我非常爱的一个弟兄。
And we make him part of our worker team in the ministry.
就把他带到我们的同工团队群里面。
For years.
啊，很多年。
And suddenly we have all the COVID problems.
忽然间就疫情来了。
And I can tell you, for 1.5 years, maybe more, we didn't meet in our church building.
大概一年半、两年，我们就完全没有在教会聚会。
I used to bring this man to my home.
我常常把这个人带到我的家中。
When I want to travel, I took him with me.
所以我一起去旅行步道，我就带他一起去。
I fed him, I helped him.
我喂他，我帮助他。
I supported him.
我支持他。
He needed equipment, I gave him equipment.
有任何的器材需要，我就给他。
He needed help in his personal, anything, I did it for him.
他个人上有任何的需要，我都会帮助他。
I considered him as my friend.
我就把他看待成我的朋友。
My close friend.
我很好的朋友。
And after COVID,
在疫情之后,
during COVID actually,
或者在疫情之间,
almost 90% of our support canceled.
我们90%的支持完全中断。
For sure, there is no income from the church members. They are not working.
教会的会有没有任何的收入?
And if they are working, they want to keep what they have because we don't know what will happen.
因为他们把收入的全为自己所用。
And the pandemic influenced the whole world. It's not just us.
疫情影响了整个世界，不单只是我们。
So every church they start to try to find solutions.
所以每间教会都想找一些答案。
We don't want to spend more. We want to keep more.
我们不想要花更多的钱，我们想要存更多的钱。
Because they made us believe that maybe this can be the end of the world.
我们可能以为说这个是世界的末了了。
So we don't have income almost.
我们几乎没有任何的收入。
So we start to cut in our expenses.
我们就开始来削减我们的开销。
We used to have two buildings.
我有两栋建筑物。
And those two buildings cost us yearly around $70,000.
可能这两栋建筑物呢，要花费大概$70,000。
So we decide we will sell one.
我们决定说我们把一间卖掉。
And save the money, $73,000 a year.
那一年可以省那个$73,000。
Then we say, okay, we need to understand in ministry what is more important than the other in the ministry team, not pastoral ministry team.
因为在同工队里面，同工会，我们说，我衡量哪一些是最重要的事情。
So I came to him, I put the papers in front of him, I said, this is our income for the last 2 years.
他说，这是我们过去两年来的收入。
You can manage outside. We can't.
啊，你可以在外面。
I show him.
但在里面我们就
没办法生活下去。We are not able to do anything anymore.
我们根本在教会里不能做任何的事工。
Please, it's not anything against you. Just we are not able.
啊，其实不是对你们有任何的意见，乃是不能够做任何事情。教会里面零收入，零收入。
He felt offended.
啊，很多人感觉到被冒犯了。
He left the church.
离开教会。
And he started gossip against me.
他们开始在背后说我的谣言。
I didn't care for him.
他们我不关心他们。
5 years I cared.
所以五年我关心这位弟兄同工。
I thought this man will tell me, Pastor, I will help you in this circumstance.
所以为他能够明白牧师所感受的。
I will be beside you.
我会跟你站在一起。
He just ran away.
他就离开我。
The one who I trusted.
我所依靠的。
He lifted up his heel against me.
用脚踢我。
This is what pastors feel when somebody ignore all the history and the past they did for themselves.
所以这些同工呢，他忘记了过去别人对他的帮助，对他的一些支持。
And they start to blame.
开始来责怪。
Like Miriam and Aaron, they start to blame Moses.
加上米利安。开始来责怪摩西。
And in the end, you need to come every day in front of camera and every Sunday in front of the people and stood there and proclaim God's favor and God's goodness in front of all the wonderful people of God.
那每个礼拜你必须站在镜头面前来告诉大家说，我们的神是美善的，是美好的。
And you want to stay happy，
然后你必须要上帖子里非常有信心、非常快乐、非常聪明的。
While your heart is broken，
但是你的心却是破碎的。
Pastors are humans，
所以牧师们也是人。
The devil can attack their families，
所以他们可以，人可以攻击他的家人。
To keep them busy，
使他们很忙碌。
The devil can attack their health，
所以魔鬼可以攻击他们的健康。
To keep them away，
使他们能够远离。
So。All what I want to encourage you this morning.
今天早上要想鼓励大家的是
，We are not able to do it without you.
我们根本不能够，没有你们，我们根本不能做什么。
We need you in the same way you need us.
所以我们需要你，正如你们需要我一样。
And to be honest, we need you more than what you need us.
老实说，其实我们需要你更多于我，你们需要我。
Because We are humans. We need you more.
因为我们都是人，我们需要你们更多。
We need three things from you.
我们需要你们当中的三件事情。
We need your support.
我们需要你的支持。
Like Moses.
就像摩西。
When he war against Amalek.
当那个亚玛力人打仗的时候。
They realized the moment he left his hands up.
当摩西举手的时候。
Israel gained the war.
以色列人就打赢了。打赢了。
The moment he felt tired and he just put his hands down.
当摩西疲倦把他手垂下来的时候。
Amalek gained the battle.
亚玛力人就赢了。
So people surround him. They knew there is something here.
周围人看见这个事情。
Exodus 17 verse 12.
出埃及记第十七章第十二节告诉我们。
But Moses' hands become heavy.
当摩西的手开始沉重的时候
，so they took a stone and put it under him.
他们搬了一块石头来放在他底下
，and he sat on it.
他就坐在上面
，and Aaron and Hur supported his hands.
亚伦和户珥就扶着他的手
，they kept his hands above.
把他手举起来
，up.
把他的手稳住。
And the people of Israel they gained the war.
所以以色列人就打赢了这场战争。
They gained the war.
他们就打赢了这场战争。
And as preachers we usually preach these verses about prayer. Keep your eyes up.
牧者们讲这边信心说，讲祷告，讲祷告，你祷告时候举起来。
Because when you pray, you gain the war.
你会赢这个战争。
No one mentioned here that he prayed anything.
这里没有说他祷告什么啊。
It mentioned that they lifted his hands.
讲到说，这个亚伦跟户珥。
They provided chair.
托住他的手。
To make this man of God feel better a little bit.
好让这个神的人感觉到好一点。
To continue the war.
能够继续来征战。
That's why we need you.
因此我们需要你们。
We need a small chair. Maybe it's a stone.
可能这个石头像一张椅子。
It will be enough.Because it's not about the chair.
这并不是关乎这个石头和椅子。
It's not about the car.
不是这个车。
It's not about the house.
不是这个房子。
It's about your care.
是说你关心他们。
So we need your support.
我们需要你的支持。
Second thing.
第二。
Pastors, they need your prayers.
牧者们需要你的祷告。
Because usually we have been trained that we pray for you.
很多时候我们被训练，我们是为你们祷告。
Let turn that wheel of focus.
好，将这个焦点、焦聚点把它调整一下。
Today I want to concentrate. I want to focus on my shepherd.
今天我要把这个焦点放在我的牧者身上。
On my pastors.
我们的牧师。
Yes, they need my prayers.
他们需要我的祷告。
Before you come, say, Pastor, pray for me.
当你还没有来到牧师面前，牧师要为我祷告。
I will feel so happy if someone say, Pastor, I pray for you all day.
所以我很感谢主，如果有人告诉我说，牧师，我每天为你祷告。
I prayed for you all day.
每天为你祷告。
We need it.
我们需要。
Third thing, we need your honor and respect.
第三，我们需要你的尊重，你的敬重。
Not to make us kings or dictators. Not to make us as a kings.
不要把我们当作是国王或者怎么样。
No, no.We are equal.
我们都是同样同等的。
We are equal.
我们都是同等的。
We just have different responsibilities.
我们有各种不同的责任而已。
But we need your honor.
我们需要你们的敬重。
What that means?
这什么意思呢
The moment I appreciate and I honor this man who gave his life to serve me.
我非常欣赏也敬重这个人把他们生命献上为了服侍我。
That feeling that there are people who honor and respect and appreciate what your pastors do, that changed their lives.
所以当会众能够来敬重，能够欣赏牧师他们所摆上为了服侍大家，会改变他们的生命。
About the pastors and the deacons and the elders of the church.
啊，不能是教会的执事或者长老。
They should be counted worthy of double honor.
当以加倍的敬奉。
Especially those who labor in the word.
特别是那些劳苦传道的、教导人的。
Double.
加倍的。
Double honor.
加倍的敬奉。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because we are not supermen.
因为我们不是超人。
We don't fly.
我们不会飞。
We don't jump from the roof and nothing will happen.
我们不会从屋顶上掉下来。
We don't have laser out of our hands.
我们不会有这个镭射从我们手上出去。
We don't have magic power of healing.
我们没有任何魔术性的这个感觉。
We suffer like you and maybe more.
我们跟你一样经历痛苦，可能更多。
If the devil attack you,
如果魔鬼撒旦攻击你。
And I understand that he attacks you.
他会攻击你。
But most of the time, your devil is smaller than ours.
其实你们的魔鬼呢，比我们的还小。
Much smaller.
比我们的还小。
Because if you fail,
如果你失败的话
，your fall maybe influence 5, 6, 10 people.
可能你这个影响五到十个人。
If your pastor fail, he will influence 3,000, maybe 30,000, maybe 1,000,000 people.
如果你的牧者失败的话，他会影响三千人、五千人，甚至一万人。
That should be a big devil, my friend.
那肯定是很大的魔鬼攻击他，大魔鬼攻击他。
Strike the shepherd.
击打牧人。
And the sheep will be scattered.
羊就失散了。
I want to go home to Israel.
我要回到以色列去。
If you forget.Any word I say tonight, today,
今天早上你有忘记我所讲的任何东西。
Please remember these few words that we will see on the screen now.
啊，你记得在荧幕上所看到的这些话。
Second Samuel 5:1.
啊，撒母耳记下第五章第一节。
Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said,
以色列众支派来到希伯伦见大卫说
，Behold,
说。
We are your bone and we are your flesh.
我们原是你的骨肉。
We are your bone and we are your flesh, Pastor.
我们是你的骨，是你的肉，牧师。
We will fight for you.
我们为你来征战。
We will pray for you.
我们为你祷告。
We will lift your hands.
我们举起你的手。
We will lift the hands of all your pastors.
我们会举起你们所有牧者的手。
Because they need you.
因为他们需要你。
If you do that,
如果你做这些事情的话
，Yes, they will turn as supermen, godly men.
他们会成为神所要他们的超人。
I love you because you give me your time and attention to share my heart with you.
我爱你们，因为你们给我时间，也给我注意力来听我今天所分享的。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
Thank you, thank you. 非常谢谢 Joseph 牧师的分享。
Thank you, Pastor Joseph, for sharing.
啊，讲出我们的牧师不敢讲的话。
To share something that we pastor dare not say.
啊，不，我坐在下面听的时候，我也特别真的想到我们在全世界各地很多我们的。分堂的牧者跟很多宣教的机构。
As I listen to the message, I remember all the pastors and missionaries that we are supporting all over the world.
说真的，我们在美国还算比较容易。
So in the United States, we are comparatively easy.
我知道我们很多分堂是在回教国家。
Our many daughter churches are in Muslim nations.
真的是在各样的逼迫，在服侍。
Under a lot of persecutions, a lot of suffering.
甚至我还记得有一次我们牧者联祷会的时候。在从 Nigeria 来，他们的牧师他们在枪林弹雨当中啊，他们过境了。
So I remember one of the pastoral conference, and one of the Nigerian pastors actually they had to come to the conference through bullets and you know guns.
真的是纪念在许许多多地方的工人他们为主的摆上。
So remember all the co-workers they have dedicated themselves to the Lord.
我想如果我们在这里觉得这个很多的一些。 工人的辛苦的话，在外面呢更辛苦。
If we feel that we are hard here, you know, as for workers, even harder for those working in the field.
所以今天非常谢谢 Pastor Joseph 的分享。
Thank you, Pastor Joseph, for your sharing.
当然也纪念，我想啊，无论是 Pastor Joseph 跟Pastor Peter 他们的教会在。以色列在中东地区，他们所受也是非常大的艰难。
Also remember Pastor Joseph and Pastor Peter for the church in Israel, they are not easy there.
所以我们真的是不但祷告当中纪念他们，也真的是我们在财务上也支持我们所有宣教的事工。
Not only we pray for them, we also financially support all our mission organizations.
待会我们要收信心认线。
Later we're going to have the faith pledge for mission.
在还没有收信心认线以前，我特别请我们Pastor Peter。
Before we do that, we ask Pastor Peter to share a few words with us. Let's welcome
Peter.
Well, thank you so much. I just want to say how grateful I am to be able to be with you today.
谢谢大家，非常荣幸再次跟大家在一起。
It's been a very special weekend, and
对我来说特别的周末。
My congratulations to Pastor Tong and to all of you at River of Life for 30 years of ministry. It's really a wonderful record before the Lord.
再次恭喜林牧师和会众们，你们过去三十年在神面前的工作。
Thank you. Thank you for having a more than a local vision.
感谢主，你们不但只有当地的一些意向。
You have a great vision and a great community that's reaching out right here to Silicon Valley, Santa Clara, San Jose.
有很大的一个群体在矽谷，在硅谷这地方。
But what's wonderful is that you care about the rest of the world too.
非常感谢主，你们也关心在这矽谷以外全世界的需要。
And that's a wonderful gift from God, and we're grateful.
真的是神给你们特别的恩赐，非常感谢。
Thank you especially for standing with us in Israel over the last 2 years.
特别是在过去两年，谢谢你们跟我们以色列人站立在一起。
It's been a terrible time of warfare.
可以说两年非常困难的战争。
A time of loss, a time of grief, a time of stress and trauma.
所以可能说这创伤的时候、受伤的时候、失去的时候。
Many thousands of people have lost the use of their bodies and lost their lives.
成千上百的人，他们失去他们的生命，甚至受伤。
And God looks down on Arabs and Jews in our land. With a broken heart.
或者神从天上观看阿拉伯的人或者犹太人，心中都被破碎一样。
War is unjust. War is cruel.
战争是非常残忍、不公平的。
And war has taken lives.
战争夺去了很多人的性命。
But we thank you for standing with us through this, and it's not even over yet.
非常谢谢你们跟我们站立在一起，战争还没有结束。
But I'm especially grateful for this opportunity to be here with my brother.
非常感谢主能够有机会跟我的弟兄在一起。
Pastor Yusuf and I have known each other for more than 30 years.
我跟右手牧师已经认识了超过三十年。
And it was Pastor Tong's wisdom and the grace of God that we can be here together with you.
谢谢刘牧师的智慧，刘牧师的邀请，让我们两位能够同时间在一起。
You know, Pastor Yusuf's congregation are Arabs, they're Arab Israelis. They speak Arabic.
Pastor Yusuf 他们的会众都是讲阿拉伯话的基督徒。
My congregation is mostly Jews, and we're speaking Hebrew.
我们教会的会友都是犹太人，都是讲希伯来。
But we're in the same city, and God has made us brothers, and God has made us one body.
我们在同一个城市，主让我们成为一家人，成为一人。
I'd just like to read this scripture to you from Ephesians chapter 2.
从以弗所书第二章跟大家来分享。
And let me see if I can find. Okay, it begins in verse 14.
以弗所书第二章从第十四节开始。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14.
第十四节开始。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
因为他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
By abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself He might make the two into one new man.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
And by this establishing peace.
如此就成就了和睦。
And he might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity.
既在十字架上灭绝了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
War breeds hatred.
战争带来仇恨。
And this hatred has divided our peoples for thousands of years.
这个仇恨使我们人分离了。分隔了大概几千年。
But because of the sacrifice of Christ,
因为耶稣基督所做的牺牲，
that barrier that has separated Arabs and Jews has been broken down.
所以亚拉伯人跟犹太人之间的墙已经被毁掉了。
He's taken upon himself the enmity, and that word means hostility. That word means hatred.
他将自己背上的这个灭绝的冤仇，借着十字架灭绝的冤仇。
By shedding his own blood, by offering his own body, our Lord broke down the wall that divides us.
流出自己的宝血，他的身体牺牲，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Making of both groups, Arabs and Jews, one new man.
使阿拉伯人、犹太人能够成为一个新人。
And by his cross, he put to death the hatred.
透过十字架，他灭绝了这个冤仇仇恨。
That means that hatred is something that's alive.
换句话说，冤仇仇恨是活的。
You can't put to death a table. You can't put to death a chair.
你不能够把椅子啊、桌子给弄死掉。
Because they're not alive.
因为他们不是活的。
Something has to be alive in order for the Lord to put it to death.
主要使他死去，这个东西必须是活的。
And war stirs up that hatred.
然后战争挑起了这个仇恨。
But I want to tell you today,
我要告诉你今天，
that the blood of Jesus has taken that away.
耶稣的宝血已经除去了这一切。
And we stand in Israel as one new man, Jews and Arabs and other Gentiles together.
我们在以色列，阿拉伯人、犹太人、外邦人，我们站立在一起，成为一个新人。
Amen. And it takes the supernatural power of the risen Lord to do this.
乃是复活的主超过用超自然的能力成就的。
Psalm 122 says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem."
诗篇一百二十二篇第六节说，为耶路撒冷求平安。
The way you should pray for the peace of Jerusalem is to pray that the Prince of Peace will rule in the hearts of all the people of Jerusalem.
为耶路撒冷求平安是祷告说，这个和平之君会在以色列人的心中掌权。
And the next verse of that psalm is, "May they prosper."
好，让他们能够亨通那些爱你的人。
As you continue to stand with Israel, Jews, and Arabs as one.
当你继续来站立在这些阿拉伯、犹太人一个新人里面。
Because of the life of the Messiah Jesus.
因为弥赛亚耶稣基督的生命。
May the Lord prosper you.
所以愿主使你们都亨通。
Thank you for your kindness.
再一次谢谢你们对我们的恩慈。
Thank you for your generosity.
谢谢你们的慷慨。
Thank you for standing with us in the land of Israel.
谢谢你们在这样的一个地方为我们来站立。
再一次非常谢谢。
Once again, thank you.
每次看到他们两位真的是一个见证，是阿拉伯人、犹太人能够聚集在一起，这个成为一个新造的人。
When I see both of them, you know, Arabs and the Jews can stand together as one new man.
我们的主真的在十字架能废掉一切的冤仇。
Our Lord Jesus indeed can abolish all this hatred through the cross.
感谢神呢 ，Pastor Peter Chukwuera 他是日裔的美国人。
And Pastor Peter Chukwuera is a Japanese American.
他也是以色列籍。
And also Israel's citizen.
我想真的是这两天呢，就发现好像真的是不论是犹太人、阿拉伯人。外邦人、亚洲人，我们都在基督成为合一的一体。
So not only Arabs and Jews and Japanese and Gentiles, we all can be one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好，我们花点时间来填写信心认线卡 ，All right?
So take out the faith pledge formation.
在你椅背前面，如果还没填过的话，椅背前面你有信心认卡，现在拿出来。
So take out this faith pledge formation.
不要随便填写这个数字。
Do not write it casually.
我想这次信心任线是神感动你为明年宣教事工所能够奉献的数字。
How God move you and to write a number that God going to use you for next year?
我们像这个宣教事工，不是只有宣教士在前线，我们每一个人都要参与在这样的事工当中。
Mission was not just only a frontline missionary, but also we had to be part of it too.
求神感动你一个数字，是你愿意为明年的宣教事工奉献。
May the Lord move you as to the number that He wants you to write down on this piece of paper.
或者是一年全年奉献的数字或每个月奉献的数字。
So yearly offering or monthly offering, you can write it down here on the paper.
请大家花点时间能够来填写。
So please fill this up.
你可以用卡片或者是用这荧幕上的 QR
code. You can use a
card
in front of your seat pocket or the QR code.
或者是在手机上的 social app.
Or even a social app on your cell phone.
或者教会的网站都可以。
Or church website.
我们就花点时间在神面前祷告，求神您感动我们一个数字。
And pray and ask the Lord to give you a number.
也真的是凭信心填写下来。
So by faith, write this number down.
也相信上帝必定要供应我们一切的需要。
And believe that God will provide all your needs.
如果你还没有信心认线，请你现在来做。
If you have not done so, please do it.
如果你已经做过信心认线
，If you have already done that,
今天心中有感动
，If you have new touch of the Lord,
还可以加一点
，You can just add on,
right?好，我们花点时间在神面前，
所以
为这信心的祷告，也能够凭信心来填写，好吗？这个有两栏的哈，那么
so there are two portions.
如果你是填写卡片的话，请你在散会之后撕下来小的这一栏放在外面的奉献箱里。
Smaller portion put in offering box.
这个大的这一栏呢就带回家。
The bigger portion so take it home as a reminder.
成为提醒你。我们一同来为信心认线来祷告。
Let's pray for the faith pledge.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Yeah, once again, we give you thanks.
借着今天的信息，再一次提醒我们。
Through the message today, once again, remind us.
这工厂的工人的需要。
The need of the workers in the field.
想到每一位这些宣教士或者是分堂的牧者们。
Thinking of all these missionaries and also pastors in the daughter churches.
他们也是很普通的人。
They are all ordinary people.
他们跟我们一模一样的需要。
They have same needs as ours.
他们面对很多的苦难跟恐惧跟忧虑。
They face a lot of fear, anxiety, and difficulties.
跟我们一样。
Just like us.
帮助我们就在这里来纪念他们。
Help us to remember them.
主，当我们纪念你的国度，你就纪念我们一切的需要。
When we remember your kingdom, then you remember our needs.
我们把每位弟兄姐妹交在你手中。
We commit all our brothers and sisters into your hand.
也让我们真的乐意在这件宣教的事工上来参与。
So that we are willing to be a part of this mission work.
当凭信心填写这个信心认线卡的时候。